Hello, I am Anna Basova, Head of Medical Affairs HIV at GSK. On behalf of my co-authors, I will be presenting this poster on the 24-month tolerability and efficacy outcomes in a real-world cohort study of adults living with HIV, initiating dolutegravir-based two-drug and three-drug regimens in Russia. Our results show that both two-drug and three-drug dolutegravir-based regimens have robust effectiveness and a good safety and tolerability profile among people living with HIV in Russia, which is consistent with clinical trials results and other real-world evidence. Russia has one of the highest prevalences of HIV in the World Health Organization European region, with a recent downward trend in incidence. The 2024 Russian Federation HIV treatment guidelines recommend dolutegravir-based two-drug and three-drug regimens as one of the first-line treatment options. Dolutegravir-based two-drug regimens are recommended as an antiretroviral therapy optimization strategy in individuals who are virologically suppressed. We present the reasons for initiation and discontinuation along with efficacy and safety data for the two-drug regimen dolutegravir plus lamivudine and dolutegravir-based three-drug regimens through 24 months. TESLA is a prospective 3-year multicenter non-international real-world cohort study of adults living with HIV initiating dolutegravir-based regimens in Russia. 959 adults living with HIV were included in the 24-month full analysis set. Participant demographic and baseline characteristics are displayed in Table 1. Overall, 82% had prior antiretroviral therapy experience. 258 participants were used dolutegravir plus lamivudine and 621 were used a dolutegravir-based three-drug regimen. As displayed in Figure 1, optimization and other reasons were the most common reasons for initiating dolutegravir plus lamivudine. Other reasons and previous antiretroviral therapy toxicity were the most common reasons for initiating dolutegravir-based three-drug regimens. As displayed in Figure 2, discontinuations were rare through 24 months. 6 of 258 participants discontinued in the dolutegravir plus lamivudine subpopulation, and 27 of 621 participants discontinued in the dolutegravir-based three-drug regimen subpopulation. New comorbidities or adverse reactions were the most common reasons for discontinuation. As seen in Figure 3, high rates of virologic effectiveness were observed at month 24 in the dolutegravir plus lamivudine and dolutegravir-based three-drug regimen subpopulations, both among participants with prior antiretroviral therapy experience and among participants who have naive to antiretroviral therapy. Few participants have low-level viremia or a virological non-response. As displayed in Figure 4, CD4 cells count increased in both subpopulations. Adverse drug reactions or serious adverse events deemed related to dolutegravir were reported in 8% of participants. 19 adverse drug reactions or serious adverse events resulted in discontinuation or interruption of dolutegravir among 16 participants, which is 2% of participants. In conclusion, use of dolutegravir-based regimens in real settings in Russian TESLA cohort was associated with high effectiveness and good safety profile for 24 months, reinforcing the durability, safety, and tolerability of dolutegravir-based regimens, including the two-drug regimen dolutegravir plus lamivudine. Data on cardiometabolic outcomes with the use of dolutegravir-based regimens in the TESLA study are presented in poster P108. Thank you for your attention. Please refer to the poster for a comprehensive presentation of our findings.